I'm John Herrick at the White River Township Library in Johnson County. Kathy Kinnon is a poll worker at this voting site, and she says when you vote in Johnson County, you don't have to worry about security.
We have to always have a Democrat and a Republican in doing every little thing that we do.
She and another poll worker both said early voting has been slow in Johnson County, and they both said getting up at 3 o'clock this morning was a bit of an adjustment, but it's worth it. Ron Bates is running for Johnson County Council. His daughter, Rhonda Sarton, says he's doing this because he cares about service first and foremost.
So my dad has a servant's heart. He's probably the best servant that I know. So he is all about serving the people, being a representative for the people.
Both Bates and his family have been in Johnson County for about 30 years, and Sarton says he's always enjoyed teaching history. This woman said trying to figure out which Republican candidates in her district to vote for was not easy, but she says it came down to one important factor.
What would be best for Indiana, the people of Indiana?
As for what this man thinks,
glad to vote for Nikki Haley.
I'm John Herrick at the Benjamin Harrison presidential site in Marion County. Harrison once said, an American citizen cannot be a good citizen who does not have a hope in his heart. The Benjamin Harrison site CEO, Charles Hyde, says primaries like this one are all about having hope in your heart.
You want to contribute to the national conversation. You want to share your voice and helping decide what candidates advance to the general election. And so for us, representing the home of an American president and first lady, it's just really important to us.
At the Benjamin Harrison presidential site, John Herrick, Network Indiana.
This is continuing coverage of the 2024 primary elections from Network Indiana. Now, Network Indiana News Director, John Herrick.
And early on, we've already got results in our May 7th Republican primary on this Tuesday night. Great to have you with us, along with Abdul Hakeem Shabazz. I am John Herrick. And Abdul, not long after we sat down in these chairs tonight, a little after 7 o'clock, it didn't take long for Mike Braun to become the projected winner of the Republican primary to be the next Indiana governor in a race that had a lot of contention leading up to it against Suzanne Crouch, Brad Chambers, Eric Doden, Jamie Rittenauer, and the former Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill.
Oh, what contention are you talking about? We're all one big happy family.
Oh, yes.
Mike Braun right now with 24% of the vote in. She's got 40% declared the winner, Suzanne Crouch, 22. Brad Chambers at 16, followed by Eric Doden, which was at 13. Jamie Rittenauer and Curtis Hill, both at about 3.9, which is pretty much what our polling said it was going to be. We had Mike Braun was the front runner, about 33% of the vote. Suzanne Crouch, second, Brad Chambers, Eric Doden, all sort of in that tied 10%. But it looks like the undecideds were breaking for Mike Braun and for Suzanne Crouch. Mike Braun at 40%, Suzanne Crouch at 22.1%.
And then there's the Trump effect, former President Donald Trump endorsing Mike Braun. He loved what Mike Braun did in 2018. He gave Braun that stamp of approval. You think that helped him here?
Yes, because Mike Braun is winning Indiana about 75-25 over Nikki Haley. And the question is going to be, though, where do those Nikki Haley voters go in November? Mm-hmm. Do they stay home? Do they hold their nose? Do they just skip over Donald Trump altogether? And so that's going to be the million-dollar question come November. Where do those Nikki Haley voters go?
And then, of course, in U.S. House District 3, that's one of the most competitive races right now. Several candidates in that race, led by Marlon Stutzman, who's got 23% of the vote, Andy Zay, Wendy Davis, and Tim Smith close behind him. But Stutzman, a known name in that area of Indiana.
Exactly. And a name ID actually matters in a crowded field, because you can have all the money in the world, but if you got the name ID and people actually like you, you're in relatively good shape. Now, please note, Marlon Sussman is running for this isn't Marlon Sussman's first rodeo.
Right.
He had that seat before, decided to step down, and is running again. So he's doing an interesting job of sort of recapturing, like I say, Sussman in northern Indiana. It's kind of like Carson here in the 7th District. It's a family name. Marlon's run before. His wife has run before. 4. So I'm not surprised that Mark Sessions is actually ahead in the primary right now.
And then U.S. District 5, 9 candidates in that race. Victoria Spartz, everybody thought she was out. She comes back in, and she is leading those candidates with 40% of the vote. Next closest is Chuck Goodrich at 33%.
Yes, that race was ugly. It got really ugly at the end. Victoria Spartz put out the mail with Chuck Goodrich in the 2-2 and excuse me, CAT, CRT,
right.
and critical race theory and gender studies and gender identity and all the other stuff. But the thing is, and Chuck spent a lot of money, but the thing that people have to remember is incumbency has a certain advantage that goes along with it. And Victoria Spartz is really showing right now with 25% of the vote in that 40-32, she's ahead and incumbency matters.
Yes, it does. And she is leading that one, U.S. House District 6. Jefferson Shreve leading there with 30% of the vote. He's Abdul Hakeem Shabazz. I'm John Herrick. We're with you all evening long on Network Indiana until 11 o'clock. So stay with us for all of the updates on this May primary Tuesday.
This is continuing coverage of the 2024 primary elections from Network Indiana. Now, Network Indiana News Director John Herrick.
Well, in the Indiana Republican governor primary race, the winner is Mike Braun, and here was his victory speech from earlier this evening, or a portion of it.
A tough primary battle, and I had about 2 days of reprieve, and then the wrath of Chuck Schumer and George Soros descended upon that general election, and if you think this was nasty, remember back then, the nature of politics gets so vitriolic and it's gotten so expensive, something's got to give over time. We need to do better than that. The key is we got to come back together. Once you have the battle, you go through the competition, you articulate.
All right, so that's a little bit of what is going on there with Mike Braun winning that race. But we've been monitoring, of course, a lot of other district races going on. The big one, though, Abdul Hakeem Shabazz, that I want to talk to you about that's been developing lately has been what's been going on in District 7 because Jennifer Pace
Who is dead.
Yeah.
Who died in March.
Yes. And right now has 31%. Have you seen a check mark to confirm that she did in fact win, or is it she still just in the lead right now at 31%?
With about 31% of the vote in right now. Pace is at 31%, Kat Ping at 29%, Phil Davis at 26%, and Honest Gabe Whitley, whatever the hell that means, is about 13% right now.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, Jennifer Pace, a woman who's no longer alive, looks like could be the projected winner in the 7th District. Abdul, if that holds true and she is the winner in that Republican primary, what do you do from that point on?
I think, Jim, you have to caucus in a replacement candidate.
Yes, you have to caucus in, and it's just like if you didn't have a candidate, it'd be by the end of June that you put somebody on the ballot. And so who knows who that would be. But what a disappointment with the low turnout and the people of that district picking somebody that isn't among us anymore.
And then, of course, on the other side of the 7th District and the Democrat primary, Andre Carson running away as he normally does.
Yes, Andre Carson, 91% of the vote over some very preliminary, perfunctory, find the P word of your choice, Curtis Godfrey, Pierre Pullins, who's run 8 million times in the 7th Congressional District. Yeah, Andre Carson basically running away with that.
So when you look at some of the rest of these races now, I mean, the Jennifer Pace one probably being the most bizarre, but it looks like, of course, Martlin Stutzman still has the lead in House District 3. That's been the one that's been most competitive, but he's at 23%. Tim Smith very close behind, and Wendy Davis as well at 19%. So House District 3, got to keep an eye on that Republican primary. District 5, Victoria Spartz has had the lead all throughout the evening, and she is getting closer and closer to victory with 39% of the vote and 74% of the precincts in. Jefferson Shreve is your leader in the Republican primary in District 6. At 29%, followed by Mike Speedy at 22%, Jameson Carrier at 21%, and Mark Messmer, already your Republican winner in District 8 at 39% of the vote. Some school referendums are up for it as well. Quick thought from you, Abdul.
New York Times just called the 5th District for Victoria Spartz 39%, Chuck Goodrich 33%.
So there you go. Victoria Spartz is your projected winner in House District 5. We'll continue to have you updates all the way through until 11 o'clock tonight right here on Network Indiana.
This is continuing coverage of the 2024 primary elections from Network Indiana. Now, Network Indiana News Director, John Herrick.
Well, now that Mike Braun is your Republican nominee for Indiana governor, he's going up against Jennifer McCormick in the general election coming up in November, who's a Democrat, along with Libertarian Donald Rainwater. And our Ryan Hedrick had a chance to speak with Mike Braun about that moments ago.
Very welcome.
Jennifer McCormick sent out a statement saying that the future of Indiana, I'm paraphrasing, but the future of Indiana relies now with two vastly different visions, and she called you extreme. How would you respond to that?
I would say what's extreme would be the policies of her party that wants more and more government, willing to borrow money for their crazy ideas and to produce nothing other than inflation and debt. I'm an entrepreneur that was really never engaged in politics, that knows how to use whatever system you're in. The Senate is one of the most effective legislators in the last Congress, and again in this, we've solved 13,000 cases for Hoosiers entangled with the federal government. And think of what an entrepreneur can do in a state like Indiana that respects hard work, thinking out of the box. That's not a Democrat. That's not necessarily a Republican, but it is a Republican that comes from where I do. She's misguided with that statement. She'll find out.
One more thing. What are you going to do over the next couple of weeks? Obviously, November is a long way away, but it's really not a long way away.
I'm going to do what I've done for the last 6.5 years. Talk to Hoosiers, visit every county, be, like I said earlier, the most accessible governor we've ever had, the most entrepreneurial, and the most conservative when it comes to being entrepreneurial and doing things without growing government, growing the real economy.
Thanks, Mike.
You got it.
So that was Mike Braun moments ago at his victory party in Whitestown earlier tonight, talking about his win, getting ready to face Jennifer McCormick. And let's bring in Abdul Hakeem Shabazz. Abdul, we got 6 months to look ahead to that, but your early thoughts on it.
I think technically right now, Mike Braun is the front runner in the governor's race. Indiana's a Republican state, a very conservative state. Jennifer McCormick, when she won her election back in, oh gosh, what was it? She originally ran as a Republican. That's how she won her race for superintendent of public instruction after Glenda Ritz had beaten Tony Bennett. Now, going forward, the question is going to be, you know, can Jennifer, you know, get those moderate voters and those independent votes? Because a Democrat, you can't win without moderates, without independents. That's going to be the challenge for Jennifer.
Some other races that have been called: District 6 Republican primary goes to Jefferson Shreve. District 8 Democrat primary to Eric Hurt. District 7 to Andre Carson on the Democrat side, and Jennifer Pace, a deceased woman, looks like she might win that. A lot to sort out there after all of that is done. District 8 Republican primary to Mark Mesmer. Some other races: District 5 goes to Victoria Spartz. She gets the check mark there with 39% of the vote. And right after we gave that update, Marlon Stutzman has now gotten the check mark, so he is your Republican nominee in House District 3. So that's a look at some of the races now. We still have a lot to get to. We're with you until 11 o'clock tonight. Keep it locked right here on Network Indiana for all of your May 7th primary coverage.
This is continuing coverage of the 2024 primary elections from Network Indiana. Now, Network Indiana News Director John Herrick.
Your Republican nominee for Indiana governor is Mike Braun. Here was a little bit of his acceptance speech from earlier this evening in Whitestown.
Never going to be on solid ground like our founders intended it to be. They would have never borrowed money from their kids and grandkids for their latest and greatest political idea. We never want to go there as a state, and you can be guaranteed that's not going to happen. And I think it's going to be up to the states to show how we get this country back to where the founders intended it to be.
So Mike Braun, your Republican nominee for governor, he will square off with Jennifer McCormick, who is running for the Democrat nominee. She already has won that Democrat acceptance there. And also on the Libertarian side is Donald Rainwater. So that is who Mike Braun will have to contend with in the November general election coming up. One of the other winners of the evening was Jefferson Shreve, who took the Republican nomination for the 6th congressional district.
You know, it wasn't a premeditated plan. The opportunity to serve Indianapolis, my home side of Indianapolis in the district, was not an opportunity that I had in my flight path.
Some other winners as well. Victoria Spartz taking the 5th district. And just some other folks as well that came away victorious tonight. One of them was Mark Messmer. He won pretty early on in that one. And Marlon Stutzman, the winner in House District 3, Abdul Hakeem Shabazz from the show State House Happenings. And, of course, Indy Politics joins me. Abdul, last time we'll do one of these updates. What stood out to you the most?
In the 3rd District or just overall?
Overall.
To me, the big story of the night has got to be, it looks like with 95% of the vote in Congressional District 7, Jennifer Pace, who passed away earlier this year, will now be the nominee for the Republican Party in Indiana. Now, granted, there's a process in place that since she can't serve because she's no longer with us, that she will be there'll be a caucus will be put together, and they'll find someone to replace her to be their candidate. But to me, That's a big story. And for people like Kat Ping, for Phillips and Gabriel Whitley, that's got to really suck to lose to a dead person.
Yeah, and that's not something you see very often. Another thing we were competing against or looking at was low turnout. And a lot of these candidates had to deal with it today, Abdul.
Oh, yeah, low turnout. It was like 22%, like statewide, I believe, was the absolute number. We'll probably have more official results in the morning. But throw in low turnout, very sort of lackluster campaigns, and what people did see was just tons and tons and tons of negative attack ads, and this is what you get.
And that's exactly what some of the Hoosier voters complained about when they went to the polls this morning and tried to figure out who they wanted to vote for, especially in that Republican governor's race and in District 5. Victoria Spartz winning that one, but that was among 9 candidates, and there were a lot of attack ads involved in that one. So we have a lot coming up in 6 months. You've got the November general election. You're going to have so many other races involving Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, and we're going to have it all for you from start to finish all evening long in November on Network Indiana. But for now, thank you so much for tuning in to this Tuesday, May 7th primary this evening.